And welcome to another podcast at sliceoffice.com, brought to you by our friends at AMS. Paul from AMS joins us. We've only been talking for about 27 years now.
Probably about 27. Yeah, a long time.
Okay, so, you know, you see and read all about Sears and Roebuck having trouble. You can tell I'm old. I say Sears and Roebuck. Sears and Roebuck having so much trouble and pennies, and so many people are running to Amazon to buy things. How do you compete, and what's the advantage AMS has over a Sears in this type of business, and what's best for the consumer?
Well, first of all, when you talk about some of these larger department stores and stuff struggling, I think it depends on the product category they're selling in. You know, they have a lot of goods that are hanging on racks, sitting on shelves, you just pick up, walk to the register with. And I think, quite frankly, that there is some, you know, legitimacy to people shopping a different way. Nobody's got any time for anything anymore, it seems. At least that's what a person would justify. Now, maybe somebody would punch me in the nose for saying that. But what we do is so vastly different. Because our business is driven by installation and programming, any products that you purchase from us on our home AV department or in the mobile electronics department, most of the time, some form of an installation, connection, setup, and programming of the product is a required part of that purchase. So oftentimes, these products' performance and reliability depends squarely on how well it's installed and programmed. You can buy the nicest product around and set it up incorrectly and end up with something for a lot of money that you can really, you know, complain and hate for a long time. At the same time, if you connect with an individual who understands the core of what you need after having an intelligent conversation, you can buy enough but not too much product and make sure that there's focus on the programming and the functionality of it and how it's set up for your tastes and your likings. That's true even to a today's television, where there are so many deep layers in the menus, even with a remote that comes with it. I never cease to wonder how, when I see somebody like Tyler of our staff, just flick, 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 layer, 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 all these things that he'll go through and find the resolution and so many different other critical factors to picture quality just when a television comes out of the box and making sure it's matched to all its different sources. Same thing on the mobile electronics side. Our staff not only, well, so speakers, let's talk about speakers. Speakers make the most difference in anything you can do to your car. So we're talking mobile electronics. You can take a pair of incredible speakers, put them in your doors, mount them poorly, don't seal up the holes, do not wire them in the correct phase because you don't know what the heck the colors mean, and all of a sudden you've got a fairly shallow, shrill sounding pair of, you know, speakers that cost hundreds of dollars. Or you could take a place like ours where we'll make a adapter plate, seal up the holes, cover the door internally in Dynamat to make sure that the sheet metal doesn't ring the energy of the speaker, that all you hear is the speaker and not the door ringing. Seals it up nicely and gives you a beautiful sound. And of course, in phase, the speakers do what they're supposed to in terms of the fullness and richness of the sound, and then critically place the tweeters so that you have a natural time alignment and you have a very nice stereo in your car instead of going out and buying some sort of a lousy car stereo.
All right. So I imagine over the years you've seen people make the mistake of buying the wrong equipment or trying to install it themselves or not having any type of proper warranty on it or one thing or another when it comes to buying stuff online.
Well, all those things can happen, one of the four in any single instance or all four any given time. Don't remember if I told you this, but I got interviewed by Amazon at the electronics show in Las Vegas one time. One of their staff interviewed me to become a provider of installation. So if you go to Amazon, you would buy a stereo, maybe an amp, some subwoofers or whatever, then you would buy a Amazon installation certificate and then take that and present it to AMS so that you get your installation done. And they're thinking, well, wow, you guys would probably like all that business. And I told the gentleman, quite frankly, sir, your customer is in the wrong place first. This is nothing but a potential for conflict. If a customer comes to my store with a poorly chosen amp and speaker group, right away, we've got a problem. And if I tell the customer when he gets to my store that we have a problem, whether it doesn't fit or I don't think it's going to sound correct, he's going to look at me like all I've done is a ploy to get him in my store by getting this Amazon certificate. That's not the way you want to roll. Regardless of what you want to spend on your products, the best deal consists of the most satisfaction when it's all done. So we don't sell a lot of really dirt cheap products. There's a ton of those out there. We leave that to anybody else who wants to. We sell quality products from vendors who engineer higher performance, even at lower price points. We cover the whole gamut. Most important, though, you'll talk to a person who knows how to match these products up, understands how they work, and how they relate to your vehicle. Then you get a proper installation, and you are guaranteed that we can service it, and we can guarantee your satisfaction and fulfill the promise that we make in terms of how it's going to sound to you. Buying products online has one other deeper element that people aren't, I think, cognizant of, and this is the one. So JL Audio, one of my favorite manufacturers, a U.S.-based manufacturer in Florida, builds a huge amount of their equipment here in this country. I mean, literally manufactures it. And they had one project that I kept seeing at the electronics show, an ongoing, very high technology project that allows us to put a digital signal processor in a car and correct signal from a factory stereo so that we can add amplifiers and speakers to any factory electronics with excellent sound quality. The things that people don't know about that is this was a multi-year project that they've been working on. They hired people from the far ends of Europe, high-paid, high-quality, extremely intelligent audio engineers out of Europe to help them develop this product. They hired these people, brought them to the United States, put them to work, and put this project together. So beside the fact that they engineer and build a lot of other products in this country, their products as a whole, if they're dirt bagged out online by any so-and-so, and there's no profit to be had in the product, where's the money going to come to continue a higher performing product? Where is it going to come from? I don't know. So you get these other facilities that, like stores like mine, or not like mine, but a store nonetheless that orders products, say, from JL Audio, and they move them sideways. They take their discounts and get, you know, maybe 5-10% margin, and they sell it to somebody like Amazon or Sonic Electronics or any of these other places that aren't necessarily authorized to actually sell the product, because they'll do anything they can to get their hands on it. Some of these retailers are undermining their very existence by selling off these products and other pricing and stuff goes down so low, other stores aren't going to want to sell it if there's no money left in it. So it's very difficult to uphold an appropriate price point for products that perform at this level. And unless you obtain those kinds of product prices and things, you're not going to be able to sustain these manufacturers even being in the business. I mean, it's huge.
Did you get my drift there? I get your drift. So for people on a budget, but they want a nice sound system in their car, but they can't, and they don't have a good sound system in their car, you know, and maybe they have a used car. Can somebody, you know the days when we were graduating from high school, you went to some place and you worked at some of these places and you had a car stereo put in your car for a pretty reasonable price, right? You know, that's how FM radio became so big. Suddenly everybody was going out and buying, you know, they were buying an upgrade. Can people still do that?
Yes, they can. Can I sell a stereo to everybody on the planet? No, I can't. I try to stay out of price points that don't make sense. Mm-hmm. Things where a customer comes in and buys a stereo that's so cheap that I personally don't have the confidence that it'll be working next year. And the other thing is that if these products fail, at a certain point, the representation of the very thing that we do leaves a bad taste in the consumer's mouth. They want nothing more to do with it. So at a certain point, I have to sell them a product that's good enough that I know that one of two things is going to happen. It's going to last a nice long time and they're going to love it. Or if it fails, that I'm going to have the backing of the manufacturer. And between the manufacturer and our store, we're going to take care of them and it's not going to cost them a bunch of money. You know, we put lifetime warranty on our workmanship, on our labor. And in fact, when products fail, we don't even charge to take care of it if it just simply failed. We'll do the removal and reinstallation. Now, if the product itself is outside of its warranty period, there may be some, you know, charges, nominal fees for repair. There's nothing I can do about that. But I can assure you that with proper installation and setup, that there's a lot less failure involved in things that aren't.
All right, so don't go buy something cheap online and then try to get somebody to install it, right? You're going to end up with an inferior product. As long as we're talking about, you know, AMS versus online shopping, we're not all that far, and I begin to see leaves change. We're not all that far from the type of weather where people are going to start using remote starts. Actually, people use remote starts all year long in some cases. Have you had people buy remote starts online and then try to bring them in?
Well, a remote start, yes. A remote start is something that I only install the products that we sell. Today's vehicles, most of them, are pretty heavily networked. The control systems in the vehicles are multiplexed, and things are controlled by data. When you turn the key in your car, you don't have a high current switch in the column of the car anymore. You basically are sending a message to the body control module to go ahead and spool up the starter. You have all your lighting, your door locks, your security, and your anti-theft countermeasures that are built into the ignition systems are all managed through the BCM. Since you're communicating on the vehicle's network, you can't risk the incorrect messaging or anything on the car that would cause failure problems or issues with the actual reliability of the car. Therefore, because of that liability, I assume, our store assumes, by installing these kinds of products, we just won't go there. Because if one of my customers has a problem with a remote start, I need to be able to go back to the manufacturer and say, hey, look, you know, this person here suffered X amount of dollars worth of damage to their vehicle because your part failed and caused a certain failure. I had a woman once, a doctor no less, was in Indianapolis vacationing. This is many years ago. She was vacationing for the weekend and missed all her appointments on Monday because her car wouldn't start on Sunday. Well, it turns out the part that we installed in the car did fail. I contacted the manufacturer, showed him the evidence that we found. They backed us up. They upgraded her remote start significantly with a brand new product and also covered all the installation costs related to it. And we came to a satisfying end for the customer's inconvenience. If you bring me, you know, Daryl's remote start from some .com place.
From Larry, Daryl, and Daryl.
Yeah. I there's no way that I can assure any customer that I can provide that kind of backing. And if you have a failure with the vehicle, wow, that's just not something you want to experience.
Again, this is another reason not to buy these important components online.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Let's talk about people shopping online for home audio.
Well,
and video.
I think you find that a lot of the same things apply. That so many people today will admit to you that they don't really know a lot about it. Well, then why are you doing this? I had a customer in the store the other day that literally said right to my face, I went on Amazon and I bought one of these things to stream audio. I bought one of these things to hook up without cable to get TV. I don't know what it is. Can you install it for me?
Did you laugh?
No, I didn't laugh. I feel kind of bad that these places actually try to extend a feeling of comfort to buy products like that. And these people, you know, again, here's your bad taste in the mouth for it. I knew I shouldn't have done that. What am I going to do with it now? Do you think that person will bother to take it back to the shipping station and get their money back? I'm not so sure. I think there's a lot of people out there that just live without it. I'll do without because I just, you know, nothing's going to go right. Well, if you want to cut the cord, and you want to go fully antenna and full streaming, depend on your watching habits and your entertainment habits in the home, a place like ours can help you like no other. When you have technicians that are trained as well as our guys are, we can come in the house, we can put in powerful routers and switches and access points that are wired in that give you incredible data rates for streaming your video to your television.
Paul's sitting right next to my router right there.
Looks like it's working.
Well, we've been talking. This is a funny story. The other day, Paul calls me, or I call Paul to set up an interview. And you're like, are you getting a new, did you buy a new TV? And I said, no, I'm still dealing with my old televisions from the 80s, early 2000s. There's not a flat screen TV in the house. And I said, no, do you really think that I would buy a TV from anyone other than you? Somebody texted you, and it's because I was talking about flat screen TVs on TV, but I would never buy a TV and just put it in there because with everything that's going on now, I really wouldn't know what to do.
Well, and again, this is the part that the product's only one small part of the equation. How well that product performs or what it does for you is completely dependent on how it's set up. So it blows my mind, too, going to people's houses where you see 4-5 remotes sitting on a counter. And it's like, did you know? Like, for me personally, when I took the plunge, the only thing my wife asked me to do, she said, make sure it's easy for me to run. I have the same exact remote control sitting on my coffee table. It runs everything. It's radio frequency. It turns on the TV, the set-top box, and the receiver, all in unison with a single push of a button. Then you select the source you want, and then you change volume and channel. Because it works on radio frequency, if I happen to be sitting out in the screen porch looking through the patio door at like the Brewer game, I can still change the volume or check a different station. It works by radio frequency. You don't have to point it at anything, and it won't get out of sync because the radio frequency command is received and distributed to all components at the same time. It's not like you're missing the infrared target. But yeah, so even the simplest things, like having a really outstanding Wi-Fi platform in the house, do you know how much interference one baby monitor causes? It's crazy.
Well, as you know, I don't have a baby, but I'm sure it does.
Well, I mean, but there's so many parents that, you know, you're stuck in the house when the kids are that little. And if you're somebody that watches television and tries to stream things, use your pad, your tablet, your laptop, if your Wi-Fi is completely compromised by some simple thing like that, how are you ever going to identify that? If you have your Wi-Fi coming into the house at some huge data rate, but it doesn't seem to be performing well, don't blame the device. Get a hold of somebody like Tyler or Russ at our store, and they have, you know, like I said, they have lab-grade equipment that'll confirm your data rates. They can come in and see what frequencies have interference and things on them and triangulate your access points and things to get you very powerful, high data rates all over the house, wirelessly, even outdoors if you want.
All right, Paul. Where is AMS? How do they get a hold of you?
Well, an easy way to get a hold of us is by phone. You know, it's one of those things, again, or you can contact us through our website. In fact, any email that comes to the store through our amsmadison.com contact us comes through my desk, and then I can distribute it to a talented individual who can help you real well. You can call the store at 608-274-7400. You can get a lot done in a short phone conversation. Or, I mean, if you want to come to the showroom and see what's up, we have a wonderful showroom. We are a brick and mortar store with demonstrable products in the building that you can see what we do and have a conversation face to face with someone. We're right near the corner of PD and Verona Road on King James Way.
Paul from AMS, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Sly'sOffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
You know, we work hard every day. In mills and mines, hospitals and schools, in office buildings, pharmacies and shipyards, factories and forests, in squad cars, ambulances and taxicabs. We do all kinds of jobs in Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, and all across the United States and Canada. We build the things that build our country. We do things that keep our country going, support our families and our communities. We have the courage to stand up even when no one else does. We have the strength to fight for what's right, for our families and for yours. We're your friends, your neighbors, your sisters and brothers. We're more than 1 million members strong. We stand in solidarity with workers in every continent on the globe. We're the United Steelworkers Union, and every day we fight for you. Please join our fight. Visit usw.org or like us at facebook.com/steelworkers.